What's going on, y'all? This is RW Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. I'm going to get right to it. Right to it. The so-called beef between Shaq and Kobe. You guys got to be kidding me. They are actually talking about this in the papers. ESPN, CNN, Fox Sportsnet, YouTube. You got to be kidding me. 15 years later, after these guys had an interview on NBA TV a year ago, sat down, just them two, nobody else, no mediator, just them two. Because Kobe made a comment. He was asked to comment. Now I'm sitting up there talking about Shaq, bad-mouthing Shaq. The man just asked Kobe a comment. My man was cool as the other side of the pillow, legs, you know, just leaned to the side, said what he had to say. Said what he had to say, excuse me, with a chuckle on it, with a smile. And then here come the backlash the next day. Kobe called Shaq lazy. Shaq's work ethic is not good. If he would have worked hard, he'd be the greatest player in the history of the game. Let me tell y'all something. Everything Kobe Bryant said about Shaquille O'Neal was the truth. It was the facts. Some people can't handle the truth. Obviously, Shaq and his fans can't handle the truth. On this one right here. Everything Kobe Bryant said about Shaquille O'Neal was the truth. It was the facts. His work ethic, he didn't work hard. He didn't practice hard. And I heard Shaq. You could quote me. I heard Shaq say this on TV on the interview. He said, I navigated NBA 100%. I gave him 70%. Are you serious? You 7'1" or 7'2", 300 and something pounds. 2% body fat, the most dominant big man in the history of the game in my eyes. No disrespect to Will Chamberlain, God bless your soul. But in my eyes, what I seen in my life, when you came in the NBA in 1992, I seen you at LSU. I seen the McDonald's All-America game. I seen it when Dick Vitale was doing it. I seen how big and dominant you was then. But you going to sit up there and say that you only get an NBA 70% of your time. Not 100%. And you are cool with just averaging 23 points a game and 10 rebounds. You are 7'1" / 7'2", 300 pounds of muscle, 2% body fat. It's small forwards in the history of the NBA that average more than 23 points a game at 6'7". It's shooting guards, no bigger than 6'1", average more than 23 points per game. Shaquille O'Neal, my eyes, ladies and gentlemen, my audience, my eyes, my facts, my opinion, excuse me, my opinion, not my facts, my opinion, it's a strong opinion. Shaquille O'Neal, in my eyes, should average 40 points a game, 20 rebounds, and 8 blocks, and 6 assists. I'm going to tell you why. It's 48 minutes in a game. It's 4 quarters in a game. It's 12 minutes per quarter. You mean to tell me, Shaq, you couldn't get 10 points a quarter at your size, your strength? There's only 5 shots. You want to get fouled. So you mean to tell me you couldn't get 10 points? You in the paint. You can't get 6 points off of chippies, a dunk, jump hook, drop step. The other 6 can't come from the foul line. I'm sorry, the other 4 can't come from the foul line. It's 10 points. 10 points a quarter. You couldn't get 20 points the first half, the 20 the second half. Don't give me 50 and 60 on occasion like you did on your birthday against the Clippers in 1999, 2000. I think you had 63 points and what, 22 rebounds against the Clippers? Are you serious? Against Michael Olajuwon? You think I'm going to praise you because you had 60 and 20 on Michael Olajuwon? Come on now, please. It's the Clippers. Dominate David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Arvydas Sabonis, Pat Ewing, Alonzo Mourning on a regular. Not just occasionally. Do it on a regular. 40 points. 20 rebounds. You can't get 5 rebounds a quarter? Big as you is. The most dominant big man I've ever seen in my life in the history of the game. Again, no disrespect to Will Chamberlain. You can't get 5 rebounds a quarter? 5. It's 4 quarters. 5 rebounds. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. Let's just break this down, comprehend it, let this marinate. It is 4 quarters He's 7'1/7'2". He can't grab 5 rebounds a quarter, big as he is. If Dennis Rodman, for 2 years, averaged 16 and a half rebounds at 6'7", Shaq couldn't average 20 for his career at 7'1/7'2". Come on now. Let's talk about the blocks. 4 quarters again. You can't give me 2 blocks per quarter, Shaq. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth. That's 8 blocks. Make your presence known. You're the most dominant big man in the game. 6 assists. Because you was winning. You had shooters on your team. You had the second greatest shoot guard in history of the NBA, Kobe Bryant. You had Glenn Rice 1 year. Nick Anderson, Dennis Scott, Penny Hardaway, Dwayne Wade. And you couldn't average 6 assists. Shaq numbers should be 40, 20, 8, and 6. Wilt Chamberlain put up 50 and 25 for back-to-back years. 50 points, 25 rebounds he averaged for 2 years. Again, 50 and 25. You know why? Heart and guts and will. Heart, guts, and will, and work ethic. Hard work, determination, dedication, discipline. Not Shaq. Because you were dedicated. You would have put 100%, not 70%. You would have gave it all. You had the audacity to say, well, you know, I know me and my Uncle Jerome at the poolside, we won championships. We got 2 chips. I'm sipping on pina coladas, eating burgers. I'm good, you know. I know I got my young boy Kobe, you know, working hard. He'll give you anybody 32. I can lay back. Nah, you can, no, relax. You do the same thing as Kobe doing. Come on now. That's where the beef was coming from. Kobe voicing his opinion. I remember back in 2000, the year y'all beat the Indiana Pacers, the following year y'all played the Sixers in the finals. But when the regular season started, you was complaining. Know what you said? When a big dog don't get fed, big dog don't guard the house. When a big dog get fed, big dog gonna guard the house. When a big dog was guarding the house, we had a parade, we had championships. Big dog ain't getting fed, so I ain't guarding the house. You know what Kobe Bryant's response was? Because you know he was coming at him. Kobe said, listen, I worked on my game in the offseason. I'm not sacrificing my game for nobody. And know who backed Kobe up when he said that? Michael Jordan. I remember I watched on the KCAL 9 News. Michael Jordan backed Kobe Bryant up. You know, I don't blame the problems that Kobe had. And again, Phil Jackson. It's a chapter in Phil Jackson's book. The offense goes through Shaq the first 3 quarters. But now you want Kobe to bail the Lakers out in the 4th quarter. Come on, how wrong and selfish is that? Come on now. So, the offense goes through Shaq the first 3 quarters. So now when it's bailout time, crunch time, money time, closeout time, grand opening, grand closing, we got to go through number 8. Number 8, Kobe Bryant. Because Shaq can play the 24, Kobe. Talking about the number 8, Kobe Bryant, vicious killer, cold-blooded assassin. Will slice your throat, stab you in the heart, and just look at you, all on the court. Ain't give a damn who you was. Ain't care if your wife was in the stands, your parents, your children. Ain't care who you was. Now, there's 2 things that I disagree with Kobe said in that statement. He made. If Shaq would have worked hard and committed and had the work ethic like Kobe had himself, he would have been the greatest player in the history of the NBA. Black man, you my man. You my man. But you wrong on that one, Playboy. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the greatest player in the history of the NBA. No disrespect to Will Chamberlain, please. I'm going to tell you this. It's one person, if you say that in front of, he would give you the look of death, and that's Sonny Hill. If you sit up there and tell Sonny Hill that Will Chamberlain is not the greatest player in the history of the NBA, you might as well die standing, because that look he gives is the look of death. But in my lifetime, what I had seen, that 6'6 shooting guard, born in Brooklyn, raised in North Carolina, nobody better than Michael Jordan. I don't give a damn what you say, who, nobody better than Michael Jordan. At all. This is a man that averaged 32 points a game for his career, shot 50% from the field, shooting guard, 6 finals, 6 wins, no losses, 6 finals MVPs, and 4 MVP trophy awards. Nobody better than Michael Jordan. Nobody. The closest thing we got to the closest thing I've seen to Michael Jordan is Kobe Bryant. Point blank. And now you got people, you know, want to choose sides, taking sides. I'm listening to the Stephen A. Smith show. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. I like his show. From 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. This caller calls up, basically coming at and challenging Kobe ethnic background. Ethnic background. We talking about on the court. Then he says Kobe wanted to be like Michael Jordan so bad. Let me tell you what Kobe said about Michael Jordan. Kobe said, listen, I looked up to a lot of great players, idolized them. Magic, Michael, Kareem, Wilt, Russell, all of them. He said just that he did not want the spirit of Michael Jordan to leave the game. Just kept it up. Damn it, the fadeaway is better than Mike's. The footwork is better than Mike's. The mid-range game is better than Mike. He took it to another level. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Because when you young, playing any sport, or you work in a corporate company, you know somebody, I want to be like my dad. I'm going to be just like my dad. I want to be a CEO of 500 Fortune company like my father. Or I want to be a police officer like my father or my grandfather. I want to be a lawyer like my father or my grandfather. A teacher, a trash man. So this man said, I want to be like Michael Jordan on the basketball court. He work hard. You practice. You watch film. You study film. Michael said he loved, he watched Dr. J, David Thompson, Jerry West, George Gervin, Russell. So when you grow, you watch these guys, you idolize them. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Bernard King, Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaq, Kobe, you watch and idolize. Come on now. So people got the audacity sip and say he want to be like this, he want to be like that. Talk positive. Talk about Kobe the basketball player. That's what we're talking about. Shaq the basketball player. Shaq ain't work hard, he ain't work hard. He admitted he ain't work hard. It was to a point where they beef got, the beef was real. The beef was real. Punches being thrown didn't land in practice. Words being said, you know. One person jealous of the other person, because the other person get more attention now. You see more numbers. You see such and such jerseys in the stands now. I ain't going to say their names. I ain't going to say their numbers. I'm going to let y'all put it together. You see a person jersey. You see one person jersey more than the other person jersey in the stand by the fans. You see the ooh and ah one. You see more billboards, different cities. I heard a player, I heard Brian Shaw say that he was going to Toronto. Kobe billboards in Toronto. He's getting a lot of attention. Like it's on TBS at the time a lot. It wasn't TNT, it was TBS at the time. But fans are tuning in to see the Black Mamba. There was times that Kobe shot more in some games, you know. But don't put it all on him. Now, Kobe admit when he lost the 2004 NBA Finals to Detroit Pistons, he said, put that on me. Put that on me. And him and Shaq both agreed they gave Detroit that title. By the way, yes, they did, because Detroit didn't beat the Lakers. The Lakers beat themselves. Sometimes in sports, the best team don't win. The other team get lucky, and they win. I've seen it happen a lot. That one right there, Pistons was lucky. But again, what Kobe said about Shaq was true. It was true. He ain't lie. He ain't lie at all. And a lot of people know that. A lot of people know that. And Shaq know it himself. And Shaq know it himself. Shaq career numbers is 23 points and 10 rebounds. 7'2", you on average, 23 points and 10 rebounds? 23 points and 10 rebounds and 4 quarters? It's 4 quarters. It's like 5.5 points a quarter. I just ran off to 6 points a quarter. You average 23.9 points for your career, 24 points, 10 rebounds? Come on now. Is that 3.5 rebounds per quarter? You gotta be kidding me. We know about your resume. We know 4 rings, 3 finals MVP, 2-time, you know, you got a gold medal. I'm sorry, gold medal in Olympics and a FIBA gold medal. Handful of All-Star games. Handful of first team all NBA. Retired number in college, high school in the NBA. Hall of Fame for the NBA and the FIBA World Game and college. We get that. Great. Appreciate it. But you admitted yourself again. I'm going to repeat myself. You got on TV and said you only get an NBA 70%, not 100%. It's like it was like you was saying, like, oh, sure, I only get an NBA 70%. Look at my numbers. Look at my career. Man, you should have gave yourself 100%. You had more rings. And that's another thing I'm going to disagree on Kobe about. The rings. I'd give y'all 7 rings. Not 12, 7. 7 rings. Easily. Easily, 7. If the Eagles wasn't like big how it was, the immaturity set in, the back and forth. Y'all was young, y'all was in y'all 20s. We get that. A lot of people go, it was like a big rock group. The lead singer ready to go. But I'm going to tell this, fans. Kobe ain't chase Shaq out of L.A. Shaq asked to be traded. You could quote me on that. I know that for a fact. 2004, the 3-4 season. Shaq won an extension. Him and Dr. J. Bus had a meeting in Detroit. I believe the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Either the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, the Four Seasons Hotel, or the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Shaq won an extension on his contract. With Shaq is already making over 20-something a year. So Dr. Bus said, man, I can't get no extension. I got to pay Kobe his money. It's time for him to get paid. He do up next. You got 2 years left in your contract, bro. Shaq said, I want an extension. I want to be traded. Or trade me. So Dr. Bus said, okay, which is the best owner in the history of professional sports, Dr. Jerry Bus, God bless his soul and spirit. He said, Shaq, where would you like for me to trade you to? Where would you like to go? He asked this man, what owner or GM would ask a disgruntled player, where would you like to go? Shaq said to the Miami Heat, fine, Shaq, I'm going to give you what you want. He could have shipped Shaq off anywhere to trade him the owner. Anybody would have took Shaq. Anybody. The most dominant big man in the NBA at that time. But he asked this man, respectfully, where would you like to go? Went to 4 NBA finals. We got 3 out of 4. 8 years is great. I want you to stay, but you don't want to be here no more. Where would you like to go? He said, the Miami Heat. Fine. No problem. That's how we got Lamar. That's how the Lakers got Lamar Odom, Caron Butler, Brian Grant. That's how that happened. Shaq went to Miami. Enough said. Gave this man what he wanted. Then the people try to sit up there and say Kobe ran this man out of L.A. No, he did not. Shaq asked to be treated. And that's real. That's the honest. That's the facts. Right there. That's the fact. There ain't no opinion. That's the facts. Point blank. Because at that time, Kobe was like, okay, we lost. Jerry West chose, I'm going to keep Kobe. Shaq don't want to stay here. I got to get Kobe his money. So I'm keeping Kobe. Because Shaq don't want to be here. He ain't told Shaq you got to leave. He ain't told Shaq you got to take a pay cut. He just told Shaq, listen, I got to pay this man. You know, Kobe know what's going on. You know, that's the year when Kobe was going through problems outside the NBA. He was thinking about going to the Chicago Bulls. He didn't know about the situation going on with Shaq. So again, people think they know what they're talking about. Always trying to throw the black man under the bus. Always. And then try to take it to another level. Not what he said. To try to take other things to another level. His ethnic background. Think he want to be Michael Jordan. He don't got no identity. Listen. Kobe said, you go quote me on this. I look up to Mike, me and Mike like brothers. I didn't want his spirit to leave the game. Point blank. And Kobe took that spirit and made it better than Mike's. The fadeaway, the footwork, drop step, mid-range game, everything. Now, how can people knock a man like Kobe Bryant basketball, his skill set? Tell me how. How? The heart of a lion, kill at will, an assassin, a predator. That do not need no wolves to back him up. How? How do people sit up and say, I don't like him. He wasn't that good little player. I take such and such over Kobe. This person's better than Kobe Bryant. I didn't want to talk about that blasphemous all decade team. Who the hell wrote that? I don't even know. My Lord. Even the players on the team know everybody know Kobe a first team, all decade team. That's just blasphemous. My audience, you can find my podcast also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Podcast, Breaker Podcast, as well as Anchor Podcast. If you want to know how to start a podcast, Anchor is the best site to start a podcast with. I'm sorry. They tell you what to do, how to do it. They show you the beginning and the end. Start the podcast. It's anchor.com. My audience, thanks for listening to me. Peace, love, and blessings.